Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub. Yes, we are back. And today I'm here with a bit of a life update because this pause that I had was not planned whatsoever, but it happened. And I'm really excited and eager to kind of get back into the flow of things, but I also want to acknowledge what has been happening and just chat a bit more about the life situation as it is. I'm also currently recording in a whole new setting and I have no clue how it's gonna work out because there's a lot of acoustics around me. And yeah, I think I will just hope for the best at this point. There's nothing much I can do. Okay, so I think it was mid-December when I published the last episode, and I probably could have checked this for more specific data, but that is just my memory. Just before leaving for Christmas, I maybe had like one episode scheduled, and that was about it. And I had the best intention to actually keep going because I think up until that point, I never really skipped a week. I think there was one week recently, like also in the last few months, that I did skip. But overall, I have been releasing this podcast for more than a year. And now it's like 6-ish months. And I was so consistent with those weekly releases week after week. And I'm the type of person where I'd really like to keep that streak. I'm on like 1,600-day streak on Duolingo. Yes, it's exactly that much. It's been like a few years when every single day I do show up there. And having that streak, having that consistency, like for myself, knowing that I have showed up so far every single day, it just motivates me. In Duolingo case, it's every single day, but in podcast case, it's every single week. Knowing that I have done it so far, it kind of just motivates me to keep going because I don't want to lose that win, right? I want to keep seeing that streak happening. So I kind of fell off of that train, and honestly, just too many different things were happening all at the same time. Podcasting was the last thing on my mind. So after this impromptu break, we're back here and we're starting again. And before we go into the life updates, I also want to talk a bit more about my mindset in business currently, because it is a bit of a tricky one. And I think I have already talked about this quite a lot. And if you have listened to the latest episodes, you will probably hear the same theme repeating that I do mention time and time again, that I'm like uncertain about my direction. And just recently, I will probably record like a specific episode about this as well, but just recently, some big online course names have announced leaving or shifting their businesses or like leaving parts of their offers behind. And it has really opened the floodgates of that whole discussion of where online courses and digital products in general are taking us these years, these days, like in the closest future. And I have to say that if I'm focusing specifically like on my path and on my experience, my current issue with what I do with online courses and with like products and helping and focusing with on all of that, my current issue is just the simple fact that I have been doing this for more than a decade at this point. And, you know, I do like a change. I do like a shift. And I have felt that within me that I want to find some kind of a change in what I do. But I have time and time again been a bit uncertain about where that change is taking me and what it is that I want to do. I have heard in the online space this term, millennial career crisis, where when you're entering your 30s, you suddenly realize that for the past like decade, you have spent a lot of time focusing on your career, focusing on a specific aspect of your career. And now that you are in your 30s, you kind of have this weird shift where you suddenly don't know what you're doing. Why are you doing what you're doing? And as much as I have loved the things I have built, I have time and time again questioned if I want to keep going in the same direction. And it's not even based on what is happening in the market or whether or not people are buying and so on. It's really just more based on what I want and that change, like the aspect of change that I'm kind of craving. All of that being said, I also think about what would it be that I actually want, right? What it is that I want to be doing now. That is still a pending question, and I'm still like, I'm literally just going through motions. There are sometimes some days when I, for example, start working on a new client project or something and I'm really excited. I never take on projects that I like don't love. So I start working and I'm excited. And now I think, you know, I could keep doing this forever. Like, this is the peak of my career, the peak of what I want to be producing. And then there will come a time when the project is over, and instead of like searching for the next thing, I kind of feel like I could do something different, or maybe I don't want to do anything. You know, I'm literally like going through these motions where like at some point I'm like, I could literally keep on going forever. And then there's like another point where I'm like, I don't ever want to do this again. That is literally like how I have felt for the past year or so. That being said, that has also helped me to kind of transition, especially when it comes to client support. It has helped me to transition in more specific type of support where I can actually provide things that I know for a fact I will enjoy. So I really don't take on projects just for the sake of it. I take on projects that really speak to my soul and that I am excited about, right? I've really been going through the motions regarding this and I have no answers whatsoever. But what has been happening in my life, it also is a bit of a ground for all of these thoughts and thinking about somewhat of a redirection. So the biggest shift and the main reason why I have been a bit quiet is the fact that we bought a house. And we bought this house just January 2nd, so it's literally been like a few weeks. And the thing with this purchase is that we didn't really know until December 30, we didn't really know whether or not we're gonna get it, whether or not this sale, this purchase will actually go through. And that kind of created a weird, just mentally, emotionally, and also like schedule-wise, it created a very weird place to be. So we started searching for a house here in Spain in May. And back in May, we were like optimistic, you know, we had different ideas, different directions. We were like kind of just trying to understand what it is that we're gonna do. And within 2 months, especially in this, you know, beginning of the summer kind of vibes, within 2 months, we realized that the market in Spain, especially in the area that we're looking at, it's just moving so very fast. We're just not ready to like jump in on it as fast as it was kind of expecting us to for us to actually get any of the houses we wanted. So then when the summer came, it was like July, August, we really just wanted to enjoy the summer. We still kept searching, but we already were a lot more realistic about the situation. Plus in August, we had to leave. We were leaving on a vacation for 2 weeks, so we didn't really have the time to like be present and do all the things. So that kind of slowed everything down, but we already knew like where is the direction, like what is happening with the market and what we need to be prepared for. But until like actually going in the process, we never really knew what we're signing up for, honestly. So then we came back, and in September, I think it was end of September, when we found the house that we ended up buying. And since September, so in Spain, there's this thing where you have like a very specific timeline you have to work with. We were taking hypoteca, the mortgage from the bank, and with all of that, there's a lot of different like to-dos and different timelines that have to like, you have to be within, right? So the first one is that you have to pay the reservation fee like to the agency. You pay around 1 to 2K just to reserve that house for you. Then you have like 2 weeks to pay the initial deposit payment, which is 10%, if I remember correctly. It was already a long time ago. So those 10%, they come out of your pocket if you're buying with mortgage. And as you do that 10% thing, after that, you have around 1 month, I believe. Well, it depends on the contract, but basically you will have 1 month to get started with the bank and to get the approval of the bank that you will get the money. If you don't get the approval from the bank, like you cannot get it really before doing all of those payments because like everything is connected, right? I'm not going to go into all the details, but like everything is connected. And like every step along the way, like you have to show proof for the things that you have already done, right? So basically, as we were paying like this initial 10%, we were also at the same time going in the bank. Like we already had discussed with the bank before. So we kind of already got the idea of where we stand with the money. We knew that like we have a chance to not get it. We never really knew fully. There have been banks that have said, no, we haven't been in Spain that long, so we have to be taxpayers here for several years, right? My husband has a contract for several years, but some banks will ask for more years than we have and, you know, for bigger amounts than we have showed and so on. So it really, really depends. And for us, it was like, we never really knew where is this taking us. So once we paid those 10%, we went into this whole process with bank and initially we got rejection. So we actually got from the agency, we agreed that we're going to take a bit longer than 30 days to get all that either rejection or approval. So we agreed on 40 days. And I think it was like 1 day before those 40 days expired when we still could get back the money, when the bank said, you know, we're not sure if we will actually be able to give you the hipoteca. And the thing with that is that we were visiting bank like weekly, okay? We had so many dealings with the bank, so many specifics. Whenever we had given all the documents, they still needed some more documents. Like when we had all the things, there was still something that they missed or forgot or something. And again, I'm not like even going to go in all the details because it's been like a lot. It's been a lot and sometimes it's been absolutely ridiculous. But okay, so we get to the point where we have like 1 day left to get back the deposit if the bank gives us a notice that they're not giving us money. They give us this notice that we're not going to get the money. We get back the money from what we already paid, right? And then like a day later, the bank says, well, you know what? We actually could figure it out. Like we actually might be able to give you that money after all. So now we're back in discussion with the agency, with the owner, right? Whether or not they're even going to wait, whether or not they want to give us that house again. Because ultimately at this stage, there are not, like the market is not as hot in the winter time as it was in the summer. So there are not as many people maybe waiting for the house and whatnot. And I actually think we were the first and only people who ever visited it and who were like actually jumping in on this purchase right away. But anyhow, we didn't really know how it's gonna go, but the owners and like the agency was like, okay, fine. You can resend the deposit again. So basically we again restart the whole process where we again will have those 30 days to get like, you know, to potentially get it back and whatnot. There were so many issues along the way. We even signed some contracts where like just the information in the contracts was incorrect, which we never really knew. And I think until this day, we are the only ones who actually recognize that. But we knew that ultimately it's not going to change anything unless there would be some kind of a problem. Then it could either work in our favor or vice versa. Anyhow, we kind of just went into that blindly. At that point, we were fed up with everything. We were like, okay, whatever happens, happens. So then, basically December 5th, I think it was December 5th, we got the final approval from the bank. And from this moment, we had 15 days. We had to wait 15 days and then we can do the signing. Then we can actually go to notary, sign, get the keys. Now, those 15 days landed exactly over the holidays. And we were away, the owners were away, nobody could actually do the bank thing, right? And the notary and whatnot, you know, nobody's working through the holidays. And we had the final date for us to do everything was January 2nd. If we don't do things on January 2nd, the bank would reevaluate the rates that they have offered as New Year have come, you know, and there are new rates and so on. They would reevaluate the offer and there would still be a chance that we get a no, because if the percentage that we would have to pay would be higher and we cannot like stretch it, then, you know, they would literally say no. So the reason I'm saying all of this is because literally until a few days before signing, so we got the approval, but then some other things came through, some incorrect numbers. Over holidays, people had to correct some numbers and we never knew if it's gonna happen, right? So January 2nd, right after the holidays, 9 a.m. in the morning, we had to be at the notary. And until December 30, we didn't know for a fact if we're gonna actually be there, if we will be able to work through everything. But then we got the approval, we got the changes, we got everything green lighted, and yeah, we got the house. We got the house. And if this sounded like the most chaotic purchasing process ever, it definitely was, like 100%. And I didn't even cover all the details, okay? There was so much of it. And then the whole moving process started. So this is the next part of the chaos, right? Okay, we had the holidays, we had, you know, going back and forth. But then January 2nd, we got the keys. And the thing is, we live nearby the place that we bought, so we knew that the whole moving process will be just us manually moving everything bit by bit. We had a plan to do it all over January, so, you know, over the weekends, to start renovating, start painting. After we had done that, then move things in and so on. But as it happened, we were basically forced to move out of our previous place as soon as possible. So we started moving January 2nd, and January 5th, like within 4 full days, it was our actually first night, like here, and all of our belongings were moved. Or I think maybe January 6th was when everything was fully moved. So it was rapid speed doing everything. I can't even, like, now I'm sitting down and I'm recording this and I'm amazed at the fact that I actually have time for this. Those 2 weeks, especially I would say like that first week, the intensity of everything happening at the same time. And here's the thing, before we moved here, I had no vision for this place. Okay, so I love the place and I really wanted to be here. But since we never really fully knew if we're gonna get the house, I didn't really think about it. I didn't like create that emotional connection for myself because I knew that I would be heartbroken if we don't get it. So I literally just emotionally distanced myself. I didn't plan for anything. I didn't think about what we're gonna do where, how are we gonna change things, what are we keeping, what are we throwing, because there's quite a lot that has been left behind. All of that, I started thinking about the day we got the keys and we stepped into this house, okay? And at the same time, we're stepping in a house where there's leftover things, so there's like clutter in our minds already, right? I'm trying to figure out what it is that we are keeping, what it is that we're moving, what it is that we're throwing out. Where do we start with everything? Which walls are we painting first? What colors are we doing? What is going to be like the bigger vision of the whole space? And we are also moving along the way. We're already packing in the old space. We're already moving things along. Everything is happening at the same time. Now that I say it out loud, it seems very like harmonical and such an easy journey, but like the chaos of it all was insane. For the first 2 days, I think I never sat down until the evening came and it was like 11 p.m. And that's when I actually sat down for the first time in the day. Because when we were moving, and again, like there's things to throw out, things to bring in, just everything is happening at the same time. When I was like in between it all, I always had my mind running. There are always 10 bajillion things to do. I have something in my hands, I put it somewhere, I turn around and I have no clue where did I put that thing that I just had in my hands. And I already have the next idea about what I have to do, what I just wanted to do. I'm going there and along the way I see something else or I find something else and I'm like, okay, I need to do this. And then I go to the place that I initially wanted to go to and I'm like, why am I here? What did I want to do here? And that was literally 2 days, at least 2 days in a row. Like those first 2 days probably were like the wildest. But like that first whole week was basically like this. And only after the first week, I started to sit down a bit more regularly. We actually started to have a place to sit down because the first day we literally just had like one chair. So, you know, there wasn't like much of leisure time happening. Yeah, now looking back at it, I don't even believe it was that wild, but it was hard. Like, it was hard physically because my body was always moving and moving things and always doing something. It was also hard, like, emotionally and mentally, because there were just so many decisions to make. And I also understand the part that it's, like, ridiculous to complain about it, because we got the house, but, like, within, like, those first few weeks, I didn't actually have a second to sit down and actually think about it. Like, oh, wait, we actually got the house. And now that I talk about it more, now it's setting in. Now I'm actually, like, having that moment of, like, recognition of, like, this is happening. And yeah, it's a very lovely feeling. And obviously the whole journey was very well worth it. We're very happy and everything has worked out in somewhat the best way possible. And that's about it for the life update. As of now, I have returned back to somewhat regular, but there's still a lot happening, and it's only the first floor that we have really managed to think about. But I have returned back to somewhat normal scheduled time. I now work again more or less regularly. I'm showing up again more consistently. I actually have that scheduled time to do the things, which was not a thing the first 2 weeks. And things are getting back to more normal life, which feels really good. Also, we have settled in the place more or less, so that also feels very satisfying, and I'm really excited to be here and go through this whole journey. And yeah, that will be it from me, I think, for this update. I hope that this podcast will probably keep going as it's been going so far. Maybe I will actually eventually shift the schedule a bit. Maybe I'll do 2 episodes per month instead of every week. Honestly, I don't know just yet. I'm not that much into online business space per se, so I sometimes just don't have as many opinions to share at the moment. Previously, one of the reasons why I started this podcast was with the intention to, like, have that space where I can share all my thoughts and experiences. And now that I'm not as actively, like, participating in this, in the online space specifically, I just often feel a lot more at ease with my opinions. I don't feel like there's that much to share or that much to talk about, even though I will always find something to chat about. So we'll see. We'll see where this year takes me and where it takes this podcast as well. That will be it from me for this episode, and I hope to see you around for the next one.